Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Ladies, gentlemen, and all of our friends around the world, it's time for the Movie Trivia Schmodown! The following contest is scheduled for 3 rounds. Introducing first, she is the number 3 ranked contender with a record of 8 wins, 8 defeats, and 4 knockouts. Representing the dungeon and accompanied by her manager, Kaiser, this is Janine the Machine!
The crowd erupting, Ellis. Janine has always been a fan favorite, and the Machine is here now with two other massive fan favorites.
Yeah, the Kaiser. Well,
ooh, we got a machine in the dungeon!
Kevin Spence, yes, Janine, yes. You got Kaiser, who is also there, and they're making their way to stage. Now, I gotta say, for something as new and as fresh as this reveal that she is now a member of the dungeon, Janine the Machine looks right at home.
I mean, how could you not? You've got two of the best in the game. Whether it's IG or managing, Smets and Kaiser have done their rounds. Janine now has earned her stripes. What a way to start her season against Mr. Irwin.
Look at that stage. Smets, Janine, and a guy who looks like an extra in Street Fighter 2. Back to you, Ken.
And her opponent. He is the number 6 ranked contender with a record of 16 wins, 7 defeats, and 5 knockouts. Representing the Stars. Led to the arena by his manager, Roxy Stryer. He is the former 2-time Schmodown champion of the world, Mr. Irwin!
What? Come on!
You suck! You suck!
Thank you, you're so nice.
I'm used to this.
Really know how to respond to this, Ellis. You see Chandra, you see Roxy, Irwin there fitting in, dare I say, perfectly?
Here's Roxy and Chandra flanking Mr. Irwin. They almost look like bodyguards, although he's the one dressed like a bodyguard.
And this is a dangerous matchup here, as you said earlier. Bad blood on both sides here. Not only the people answering questions, but it's even worse with their supporting crew.
Thank goodness we have a desk protecting us, and they have podiums protecting themselves. All right, the competitors are set. They're getting their last advice from the managers. And I will remind everyone of the rules of round number 1. 10 questions, which span the entire movie trivia universe. You get 15 seconds to write down your response to each question, which is worth a point apiece. There is no stealing. Keep in mind, you each have 3 usages of your repeat. If you just repeat a question, you only have 3 per match. And the match is indeed 3 rounds. This is going to be a knockdown, drag-out, slobber knocker, and it's just the way we like it here at the Schmodown. All right, Janine the Machine of the Dungeon. Welcome. Are you ready to compete?
Let's do this.
And eat the big Mr. Irwin of the Stars. Are you ready to go?
I may not be big time anymore, but I'll always be closing.
Then let's get ready to Schmodown!
Here we go, Ellis. The main event of Friday Night Titans. Mr. Irwin, Janine the Machine on both sides of the board here. Here we go. Starting with question number 1, coming from the category of horror. What horror franchise has featured performances from McKenna Grace, Patrick Wilson, Anthony LaPaglia, and John Noble?
I even think Ken Knapsack was a little intimidated by Mr. Irwin. You never see Knapsack flapped.
I mean, how could you not be? And you know, that last match, a lot of fun. This match, the polar opposite in terms of severity and seriousness.
3, 2, 1. Pens down, although I think you've both written down your attempts. Let's go with The Machine first.
The Conjuring.
Is correct. And Ethan Irwin.
You know what, guys?
Mr. Irwin.
Did not have it.
Wow. Mr. Irwin is 0-1, and the plot twists keep on coming even after the plot twist match, which they took a loss to the ruling class. And it is time for question 2 here in the world of comedy. Hey, Mr. Irwin, The Machine, we finally got some smiles. Your question. Which 1995 comedy starring Chris Farley and David Spade featured the tagline, "If at first you don't succeed, lower your standards"? Words you and I live by every day of our lives.
This is what I lived by in high school and college.
You and I having a little competition up here to see who's going to become Farley and who's going to become Spade.
I think you know who I want.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Pens down, and let's go to Mr. Irwin.
Tommy Boy.
Is the correct movie with that duo. How about Janine?
Tommy Boy.
She also got it right. Nobody taking that black sheep bait.
Keep going, babe. Keep going.
All right. We'll see who's going to end up being a hero for their squad here moving forward. Famous actors and actresses. Here's your third question. What actor makes appearances in the following three films? Tu Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar, Donnie Darko, and The Outsiders.
I'm so glad you knew that was a title, because if you didn't, you might have read it. Like,
that would have been bad for me.
Here's the following three films. Tu Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar, Donnie Darko.
Lion Judge would have been furious.
5, 4. Janice's already not happy with it.
Repeat the question.
That's a repeat?
Yes.
All right.
Categories: famous actors and actresses. What actor makes appearances in the following three films? Tu Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar, Donnie Darko, and The Outsiders. To Tu Wong Fu when I was like 10 years old.
Yeah.
American Family Video, and I didn't get why I loved it so much. And now that I've gotten older, I understand why.
You know, Julie Newmar was a Catwoman once upon a time.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
80% sure that's right. Janine the Machine?
Patrick Swayze.
The legend himself is correct. Mr. Irwin.
Swayze.
And we move on to the next category, which is the 2000s. And here it is. What 2004 time travel film starring Ashton Kutcher and Amy Smart follows a man named Evan who attempts to fix his past to disastrous results?
Now, I was looking at the numbers before the match here, Ellis. Ethan Irwin has twice as many wins than Janine Bryce, but Janine went on a 3-player run, a legendary one, taking down Zipper, Kalinowski, and Merle in her last singles season.
4, 3. So her past is not disastrous. 3.
Unlike mine.
1. Pens down. Ethan. Mr. Irwin.
The Butterfly Effect.
Is correct. And Janine.
The Butterfly Effect.
They were writing that answer down pretty quick.
Right.
Got a couple smart players up there.
All right. Moving on to question number 5. The category is going to be romance. Which of the following actors did not appear in the 2011 film New Year's Eve? Josh Duhamel, Katherine Heigl, Bradley Cooper, or Nat Wolff?
I love these questions.
I know. I got to say, these.
Like, who didn't do this?
So many bases to cover in such a short amount of time.
And everyone's in that movie. 5, 4.
It would have been good.
3. It's like we're selling it. 2, 1. Ben's down. Let's go to Janine.
Nat Wolff.
Is incorrect. He is in New Year's Eve. How about Mr. Irwin?
I had the same incorrect answer.
Oh, it's like you all should be friends. Bradley Cooper is the answer.
A salacious change room.
Yeah. What was the answer, by the way?
Looking for Bradley Cooper.
Oh, Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper, that is correct. So we move on to your next category, which is Pixar films. And the question for a point. Which film features the vocal talents of Bruce Campbell, Emily Mortimer, Michael Caine, and Cheech Marin?
Michael Caine. Do you have a good Michael Caine?
Did you just hear it? It's the best effort I got. And you outdid me.
I did. And yeah, it was, you weren't still even trying. Not good, no.
5.
Michael.
4. 3.
Klein.
2.
Repeat the question.
That she got that just in the nick of time, so that is her second repeat. Categories: Pixar and the question. Which film features the vocal talents of Bruce Campbell, Emily Mortimer, Michael Caine, and Cheech Marin? I think
just
it's getting worse.
Slayed it. No.
Nah, I think it's getting worse.
Go for it.
Yeah. Michael Caine has turned off the show. No longer a fan. 5, 4, 3. 1. Pens down, Mr. Irwin.
I said Cars 2.
The best in the franchise, in my humble opinion. And Janine.
Cars 2.
Yeah, the crowd now hates me, but they're both correct.
You know, Janine the Machine used two repeats already, but she's picked up points here off of Cars 2 on question number 6.
That's right.
Drama. A little bit of that going on right here.
There's a lot going on right now.
There it is. Question number 7 coming from the category of drama. Jacob Tremblay plays the son of which actress who received an Oscar for her role as Joy in the film Room?
Okay, let me ask you a question. Which Cars movie has the most Larry the Cable Guy in it? The answer is Cars 2, thus the best. Why is this a debate?
I didn't even let me answer.
Just agree. 5, 4, be hated with me. 3,
Later.
2, 1, pens down, and let's go to, that was Ron White. Janine.
Mater.
Brie Larson.
And Mr.
Brie Larson.
Also had Brie Larson. They really know their stuff. 6-5 in favor of the Machine as we head to question 8. Sequels and prequels, continuing or going back in time in a universe. What is the title of the 2007 prequel about Hannibal Lecter that starred the late Gaspard Ulliel, Rhys Afens, and Dominic West?
Wow. I'm so glad I didn't have to read that one.
Yeah, I probably butchered it, but I made it sound good.
You did. Good confidence there.
Yeah. Michael Caine.
I was just going to say, just like that, Michael Caine.
4, 3, 2, 1. Pens down. Let's go to Mr. Irwin.
Hannibal Rising.
Is correct. Janine.
I just had Hannibal.
Okay, so she had Hannibal. She knew the franchise, couldn't get the title of the movie, and thus we find ourselves tied. We are deadlocked at 6. 2 questions remain in round 1.
Man, this round 1 is so difficult. Question number 9, your penultimate question here. The category is coming of age. Which 1980s film features the characters Stacey Hamilton, Mark Ratner, Brad Hamilton, and Jeff Spicoli? There's one name in there that stands out, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's why they're writing down their answer, apparently. I'm still thinking about Cars 2 and its greatness. 5, 4.
Have you seen it?
3, 2, parts, 1. Pens down. Let's go to Ethan, big time. Mr. Irwin.
Ridgemont High.
And Janine, did he have it?
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
There it is. All right. Your final question in round number 1 that has seen a well-played match and now a tie at 7 apiece. Here we are in the category of action adventure. Harrison Ford co-stars with Anne Heche in what 1998 film from director Ivan Reitman? And I believe I did please Sam Levine with that pronunciation of Heche.
Yes. Just don't ever call Philip Seymour Hoffman, PSH, in the same room as him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he doesn't like
it. Not happy about
it. You call him Phil Hoffman.
I can't.
I can't either.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Pens down. Janine, thinking about using that repeat.
Nothing.
Did you get it in time?
No.
How about big time, Mr.
6 days, 7 nights.
I'll get there eventually, Mr. Irwin. Okay. He's going to hate me, but he is correct. And with that, Janine, who had the lead for the bulk of round number 1, now gives way to a 1-point margin for Mr. Irwin.
There it
and
is.
And it is 8-7 for Irwin as we head into round number 2. The wheel round. The Schmodown wheel emerges. Each competitor gets a spin once they settle on a category, which could be a wild card. They will feature 5 questions in said realm. Questions are worth 2 points unless you need multiple choice. Then it goes down to 1. If you miss a question or take too much time, your opponent can steal. And so Mr. Irwin, as he consults with his newer manager, Roxy Stryer of the Stars, would you like to spin first or defer to your dungeon opponent?
We shall defer.
All right, and so the dungeon and Janine get the spin first in round 2. And Janine just not even looking Mr. Irwin's direction.
I mean, she knows how to deal with both players on that side of the podium. I have to say, I liked what Janine did there at the end of round number 1, not using
spending
her final repeat.
Yeah.
It's really, really important. Those points get in round 2 or round 3.
We give them to you so you have them to use, but Modern Classics is the spin, so Janine has a decision to make. Would you like to keep that wedge or spin it again? And this is why the manager you pick is so important in moments like these. She's going to spin again, and we'll see what it lands on.
Is it?
No, it's not. So it is courtroom and legal. Andrew Guy is going to be administering the questions. 5 in total to Janine the machine. We now go to the machine, who faces her round two questioning. Kaiser, going to have to ask you to exit the stage. You know the rules, Dungeon Master.
Dungeon Master using every last second he could get with the machine. The machine, you're going to get five questions in the category of courtroom dramas / legal thrillers. Of course, you do have one repeat, and you can always check down to multiple choice. We're going to start right here with Tom Cruise starred in which legal thriller that was adapted from a John Grisham novel?
The Firm.
That is correct for 2 points.
She's on the board in round two and takes a 1-point lead over Mr. Irwin.
Question number two. In what 80s film does an alcoholic lawyer named Frank Galvin, played by Paul Newman, take a medical malpractice case against a hospital run by the Catholic Archdiocese to trial?
The Verdict.
That is correct. That's the machine is dialed in, Ellis.
Tougher question than the first one, but she got it nonetheless. 4 points total as we head to round question three.
The 2020 film, The Trial of the Chicago 7, depicts a long-running trial that began during which decade?
Five.
Go multiple choice, please.
Okay. Is it A, the 1960s, B, the 1970s, C, the 1980s, or D, the 1990s?
The 1970s.
That is incorrect. And now the 1-point steal opportunity goes over to Mr. Irwin. Mr. Irwin in the category of courtroom and legal thrillers. The 2020 film, The Trial of the Chicago 7, depicts a long-running trial that began during which decade? Is it A, the 1960s, B, the 70s, C, the 80s, or D, the 90s?
It's A, the 60s, 1960s.
That is correct for a 1-point steal. Ethan Irwin.
He did get the century right as well.
He did. I was hoping that they would.
Both Janine and Mr. Irwin had the correct century.
Your fourth question coming in the same category, Janine. Mark Ruffalo stars as corporate defense lawyer Robert Billett in what 2019 film from the director Todd Haynes?
Blackwater.
That is incorrect. Mr. Irwin, for the 2-point steal. Mark Ruffalo stars as corporate defense lawyer Robert Billett in what 2019 film from director Todd Haynes?
Is it Darkwater?
That is a brutal steal, Ellis.
Not correct. That is not the correct answer.
Oh, no.
Is Dark Waters?
It was Dark Waters, but the answer wagered was Dark Water. Singular, unfortunately, Dark Waters is the answer we were looking for. It's the slimmest of margins here.
This is season 9. I appreciate the correction there.
We all get excited. I thought he had it as well because Jeannie's so close to it, and then Ethan even closer, but neither competitor getting it. Here's where we stand. One question remains for Janine in this category, and if she hits it, she can enjoy as much as a 4-point lead.
That could be the biggest moment of the night right there, Ellis. The machine, your final question in the same category. Who directed 12 Angry Men?
Five. Four.
Multiple
three.
Choice.
Is it A, Sidney Lumet, B, Robert Altman, C, Norman Jewison, or D, Robert Mulligan?
A.
That is correct. For 1 point, Janine takes a 3-point lead over Mr. Irwin. And again, I appreciate the correction there. That would have been massive for the Stars.
Could have been a massive steal there. And then Janine, I think, kicking herself a little bit because she had Sidney Lumet and she just wasn't quite sure in it. She knew it as soon as she heard it. And so it is a 3-point ball game. Janine the Machine in control as of now. But now, Mr. Irwin, for the first time as Mr. Irwin, don't look him in the eye, is going to step up to give the wheel a spin.
Wow,
nice spin. Nice spin there, Mr. Irwin.
Is it wild? It is Samuel L. Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, he's going to do it. All right. Mr. Dr. Irwin, now has his round two upon us, and it's in the category of Samuel L. Jackson movies. If you're not sure who he is, he's in everything. And here's five questions about some of those films. Mr. Irwin, your first question for 2 points. Samuel L. Jackson played a criminal and gun runner named Ordell Robbie in which Quentin Tarantino film?
Jackie Brown.
2 points for Mr. Irwin, and he's cut the lead of the machine to a mere point. Next up, Samuel L. Jackson voiced the character of Whiplash opposite Ryan Reynolds and Maya Rudolph in what 2013 animated film?
Turbo.
It's like he's got that poster on his wall. That is correct. And now Mr. Irwin has the lead and looking for more. Samuel L. Jackson played the character of Lieutenant Commander Robbie Jackson in what 1992 spy thriller?
Patriot Games.
I think he's a fan.
This is a,
I think we found a
good
fan.
Run here by Mr. Irwin.
That's right. Now he faces his penultimate question in Samuel L. Jackson movies, and it is, in Unbreakable, Sam Jackson's Elijah Prince is often found wearing clothes of various shades of what color?
Purple.
My brother's a big fan of purple as well. That is correct. 2 more points. Mr. Irwin, perfect thus far. It's a 5-point gap between him in the lead and Janine the Machine. To extend that lead even more, his final question in the world of Samuel L. Jackson.
A big stop needed here.
Samuel L. Jackson's character went by the nickname of Hondo in what 2000s action film?
SWAT.
We are SWAT, and wow. That is how he was upset that he missed the Dark Waters, and he came back with a vengeance. Perfect round two, 19-12. Janine the Machine, not out of the ballgame by any stretch of the imagination, but she's got a lot of work to do in round number three, which is the round that will determine the match. Each competitor is going to give us 3 numbers ranging from 1 to 20. Each of those numbers corresponds to a mystery category. Your first question is worth 2 points, the next one 3, the final question 5 points. Because Mr. Irwin enjoys a lead, he has the luxury of giving us his 3 lucky numbers first. Mr. Irwin, from 1 to 20, which was your number on the call sheet today, what numbers feel lucky?
We'll go with the old classics, 17, 7 and 1.
17, yes, 7 and 1. I'll be asking you your questions. Andrew Guy handling the responsibilities for Janine the Machine. Your 3 lucky numbers.
3, 6, and 9.
3, 6, and 9. All right, so Janine, kick us off, Andrew, and like we intimated, she has some work to do to catch up, but she could get there.
And we're going to start with the number 3, which is going to take us over to sequels and prequels. For your 2-point question machine, who plays the role of Oswald Cobblepot, also known as the Penguin, in Batman Returns?
Danny DeVito.
Yeah! One of her favorite movies, I'm pretty sure, to date. Yeah. And that is 2 big points there for the machine, who we're going to stay with. Janine the Machine needs to hit all 3 of her round 3 questions to send it back over to Ethan. And for her 2nd question, she chose the number 6, which is going to take us to Brad Pitt and George Clooney. Who directed Brad Pitt in the film World War Z?
One repeat. She misses. She still can hit the 5 to tie.
I think, honestly, at this point, that Oz, you hold on.
4, 3, 2.
Don't have it.
1. She's not going to spend the repeat. It's maybe a wise move in the long play, but for right now, inaccurate. The answer we're looking for?
Mark Forster. And I have to agree, I think it's a great decision. Janine does not use her last repeat. We're going to the 5-pointer. Janine, you selected number 9 to tie things up and to keep this match going. We are going to the category of martial arts. Martial arts films for your 5-point question. Mark Dacascos and Scott Wolf star as brothers Jimmy and Billy Lee in what martial arts film based on a video game?
Five, 4, 3, 2.
Repeat the question.
It's your final one.
In the category of martial arts for 5 points. Mark Dacascos and Scott Wolf star as brothers Jimmy and Billy Lee in what martial arts film based on a video game?
Five, four, 3.
Double Dragon.
She gets it, Ellis. A big time grab there, the five-pointer.
I don't know if she knew it initially. Was going to defense, wanted to make sure she had the repeat to use. But wow, I did not know if she was going to get there. Double Dragon, great video game. The movie, it's a movie.
It's a movie.
It's a movie, all right. And she knew the answer to it. And so thus, she forces the hand of Mr. Irwin. So she avoids a TKO. That's the good news. Bad news, Mr. Irwin, all he has to do is get one of these three questions correct, and he will be declared the winner of today's match. So, Mr. Irwin, sir, doctor, you chose number 17 for your two-point question. And Doug Williams' number corresponds to the world of musicals.
We shouldn't do that. We shouldn't make that a thing.
I thought that was...
I thought it was delight. As someone who is producing a musical motion picture, you guys are in.
Oh, you dropped a credit on the
there
floor.
It is. There it is. So,
yeah.
First on that cast list.
Congratulations, big time. I mean, Mr. Irwin. All right. Back to the task at hand. Your question. For 2 points and the win, will you cast Andrew, Guy, and myself in your musical?
Yes.
Sorry, I don't know how that got in the dark.
And your... No.
Don't know how that got there. Your real question in the category of musicals. Mr. Irwin, for 2 points and the win. Michelle Pfeiffer plays Stephanie, the leader of a girls' gang, in what musical sequel?
Grease 2.
And your winner, Mr. Irwin! Yeah! Yeah!
In there, but it seems like this crowd really wanted Janine to get some measure of revenge. She played well, but Mr. Irwin was unbeatable.
I mean, that's the Mr. Irwin you do not want to run into. It's odd to hear boos coming from the crowd with the Mr. Irwin victory, but you know what? At this point, I think he might have earned it.
I mean, by this point of the showdown, it's clear that the competitors, as much as they love the adoration of fans and signing all those autographs, kissing all those babies, it really comes down to winning a match. And so, Ethan, I'm sure Mr. Irwin is not thrilled that he's getting booed now, because if he had rejoined with Time Machine, that's everybody's cheering him. Now he's somewhat the villain, but sometimes it is more fun to be bad. And Mr. Irwin got the W here today over a very game opponent in Janine, the machine now of the Dungeon.